Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Brat's back in the building. How you doing?
Yes, I'm good. It's hump day. I'm here to hump.
Okay. Well, speaking of humping, the Bachelor finale went down last night. We got to talk about that. And Michael B. Jordan is so hot right now. Ladies are breaking their orthodontic accessories.
Lord have mercy. And we understand why.
Okay. And we got that coming up later. Now, Black History Month may be over, but not in L.A. Frank, what's going down?
What's up, Atlanta? Look who's sitting in for Heidi today. It's the lovely Ms. Tori Hart.
Yay!
It just keeps getting better out here.
Yes.
All right, y'all. So a celebrity couple is split, and Gary got the teapot ready to pour it out. What up?
Yes. It turns out that infidelity, multiple lawsuits, and a hot honey case of herpes can bring a marriage to an end.
Oh, my God.
I'm done.
Usher and his beautiful suffering wife, Miss Grace Miguel, y'all, who were married, honey, for 2 years and together for at least, what, 10, y'all announced that they are separated.
Did y'all think she was going to be able to survive all of this, though? Did y'all think?
The tea is, y'all, that they, honey, actually split up in December, but released this statement yesterday, y'all, saying this, quote, "After much thought and consideration, we have mutually decided to separate as a couple. We remain deeply connected, loving friends, and who will continue supporting each other through the next phases of our lives. The enormous amount of love and respect that we have for each other will only increase as we move forward."
But don't y'all love when people break up like this, though?
If y'all still gonna stay that deeply connected, then y'all might as well just stay connected.
He did get that new tattoo. We just talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, though. He got the lotus tattoo with the eyeball in there.
Does the lotus represent some, like, you know, femininity, sexuality thing?
See, I actually have one on my back.
Let me see a lotus.
Well, I have a bodysuit on, or I would show
you. I'll see it later.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, you will?
Back
I'll just
away.
Throw it out there.
Oh, okay.
Once you go black, Frank.
Yeah. He'll never go back, Frank. Trust me, especially with all of this chocolate,
Well, last night was the big two-hour finale of The Bachelor, and yesterday we found out that Ari changed his mind about Becca, who we initially picked as the winner, and I think America was looking forward to maybe a backup proposal with Lauren last night.
Lauren, Elizabeth Burnham, will you marry me?
Definitely.
Lauren, I'm sorry. If I'm Lauren, I'm not accepting that ring. I am not your sloppy seconds, bro. Oh.
Well, as I predicted on yesterday's show, they're going to make Becca the new bachelorette.
Okay. Mm.
And last night, they already had some suitors showing up to pursue her heart. Okay. And this guy was brief.
I'm Lincoln, like the
Lincoln.
President. Yes, nice to
I
meet
love
you.
The bow tie.
Thank you very much. I love it especially for you.
You have an accent.
Yes, I do. We're both glittering. First of all, you are the new bachelorette, right? So
yes.
Everyone, please put your hands together one more time for our new bachelorette. So it is all about you tonight, but I have another twist. At the end of tonight is also my birthday. So I can't ask for a better birthday present than having you here as a bachelorette, and I really mean it. I'm really looking forward to going on this incredible journey with you. I can't wait to learn all about you, share secrets, you know, ideas, et cetera, et cetera.
Brad, pretty much. It's over, Brad. It's over. Yeah. Wake up, girl.
It's over.
Ciao.
She had done worked my nerves, honey. When all fails, throw Leroy in.
Talk about panties going back up like this.
Dang, it went from Niagara to Sahara.
Okay. Well, y'all, Demi Lovato is looking stunning. stunning on the cover of InStyle magazine April issue. And in the interview, she revealed that she is happily single and learning what she wants in a relationship.
Oh, nice.
I feel you on that, girl.
Nice.
She said, I'm very fluid, and I think love is love. You can find it in any gender. I like the freedom of being able to flirt with whoever I want. I'm normally the first one to make the move. I'm always the one who says, let me get your number, or I slide into their DMs on Instagram.
Hey. Okay.
Whoa.
Well, Demi, you can slide into my DMs, girl.
Tori, you got to move?
I want to be courted.
You do?
But they don't know how to court, girl. They don't know how to court no more.
People don't open the doors no more. Who wants to
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
That's corny.
That's not corny. That is not corny.
You're a man. They be expecting you to do it. They don't know what's going on.
Baby, we be standing at the door together looking. My arms be folding. Who's going to open the door, bitch?
All right, Tori and I are going to get a snack. We'll be back to dish about some of these crazy headlines she's been responsible for.
Be careful, girl. We don't normally eat while we at work.
This is a snack. I'm going to fill her up later.
So, last week, season 2 of Atlanta kicked off, and Cat Williams pretty much stole the show and gave us one of the greatest cameo appearances in a TV show of all time.
Did really? Was he acting serious, or was he, like, funny, Cat Williams?
It was all over the place. He gave us a lot of range in this episode. He played Earn's crazy uncle, who a lot of the kids in the neighborhood call Alligator Man, because for some bizarre reason, he actually has an alligator in his house. It's his pet. And it was recently revealed that he interned at an alligator farm for 3.5 weeks to prepare for the role.
Whoa!
Yeah, this dude went above and beyond Call of Duty. Cat said, I really adopted the alligator into my home and became so comfortable with it that it was like working with another co-star. I understood that this is the closest to a marriage that I've ever been. Like, you gotta trust me, and I gotta trust you. There's a line that neither of us needs to cross. I look out for your best interest, and you look out for mine.
Oh, my God. He took that. Now, you kiss frogs till you find the prince. I don't know if they have a saying for men, and it's definitely not kissing an alligator.
Right, because, like, if the alligator wilds out and bites you, you can't really be mad at the alligator because the alligator was just being an alligator.
And you can't bite it back.
Right. Okay.
Right. You can shoot it and make a belt at
best. Right. He could have had, have y'all ever seen that show Fatal Attraction?
Yeah.
I've seen one of those, and they have brought these wild animals in the house, and they eat them while they sleep.
Eat? It's good. You the alligator eat the people.
Eat the person.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and you know, he ain't butt so big. He a little snack for that alligator. A little snack.
You gotta be on time with your feet.
A little snack. A little cat bite.
A Kit Kat.
A Kit Kat. All right, you guys, it's time for Nailed It. Well, it seems like it is really Wakanda forever because the excitement for Black Panther will not stop. Hmm. I mean, fans are showing their love with the latest trend, Black Panther-themed nails.
Okay!
Honey, these are manicures ranging from itty-bitty panther faces to African-inspired prints to vibranium-esque silver details. And some nails are taking it to the next level, paying tribute to T'Challa, Nakia, and Killmonger.
Oh.
Now, my favorite character is Killmonger. And look at this picture. This is not Killmonger. This just a straight killer.
They tried.
Okay?
They tried.
And first of all, them dreads, they don't even look like dreads. They look like a perm. Yeah. Little wet and wavy going on.
They did the best they could do.
And that nose and them lips.
Yeah, they gave Michael B. Jordan a real bell
pepper
nose.
That's like a mixture between KRS-One and Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
This KRS-One has a very wide nose. It's very Afrocentric, you know what I mean?
But I'm not going to lie. I am feeling the African tribal print nails.
Yes.
Yeah, those are cute.
Some of them are really cute.
Mm-hmm.
Really cute.
Those are actually hot. Mm-hmm. They're just going so far. We won't let it go.
It really is
Wakanda forever. It is.
But do these people use the bathroom?
Yeah, Gary, they're used to having their nails this length. And
really?
They figure it out.
But you got the panther trying to grab the tissue, too.
Okay.
Coming up, the price tag of Meghan Markle's wedding dress was just revealed. And let's just say it's somewhere between Chanel Couture and David's Bridal. We'll spill the details next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Well, when it comes to her wedding gown, Meghan Markle is taking advantage of being rich.
Oh, is she?
Yes, she is, honey. According to a source, Meghan has spent approximately, y'all ready for this?
How much?
$655,000.
Get out.
That ain't much.
What you mean?
That's a lot.
That ain't much.
On beauty and fashion, but the bulk of it is from her wedding gown.
Okay, well, yeah. But my God.
A source says that Megan is like any other bride preparing for her dream day. The wedding dress has been the biggest expense, and the budget has now doubled from what it originally was.
Y'all know what happened, right?
What?
When she found out that them two exes were gonna be there, that's when she was like, oh, I know what I gotta do. Let's step this up.
Let's
that's
step this
happened.
Game up a yeah. little bit. Well, apparently, Megan has already spent over $100,000 on post-wedding celebrations, and as her gift to Harry, she will be paying for their $165,000 honeymoon out of her own pocket.
That's the least she can do.
I do not think the bride should be paying for the honeymoon.
No, that's
first
not what
of
she
all, no, she
that's
is
her
gonna,
gift. That's her gift to him.
She gonna give the gift that night. She gonna give the gift that night.
That's what she wants to do for him.
I don't think she should pay for that honeymoon.
She wanna let him know, look, I am not a broke bitch. I had a job and I have some money. Exactly. So let her offer. That's like when you go eat with somebody. You offer to pay for the meal.
No, you know what she's doing? She's spending her last bit of her money because she finna use the rest of his money.
That may be true, but at least she's offering to share hers.
Then she can file unemployment.
Hell yeah. I can see her in the line.
All right. I'm surprised this wasn't you guys involved in this story because I know y'all love Michael B. Jordan so much.
We do.
He's actually helping a girl out who broke her retainer on his abs.
Now, that's the kind of problem I want to have.
Okay.
Her name is Sophia Robb, and they had to make an emergency orthodontist appointment after she went to see the Black Panther movie, and she clenched her teeth so hard doing a Michael B. Jordan shirtless scene that it broke her retainer.
Boy, you better get out of here.
Wow.
No, she did not.
What? Michael B. Jordan got a break in their teeth and their retainers.
Yeah. Without even touching them, honey.
So the orthodontist thought the story was so funny, he couldn't help but share it on his Tumblr. He wrote, that is the funniest ever to me, this tiny 17-year-old girl thirsting so damn hard, she busted steel.
The orthodontist said that?
Yeah.
He cussed like that?
I wouldn't go to him.
Oh, no, he sound a little too street.
He's using hanger wire.
Right. That's why they broke.
When Sophia caught wind that the story had gone viral, she admitted that she was embarrassed, but she tweeted, of all people, Michael B. Jordan was worth it, and I hope he sees this.
Did he see it?
Of course. He stayed
What'd he say?
So he responded, at Pixie Rue, since I feel partly responsible for breaking your retainers, let me know if I can replace them.
Oh.
My retainer broke.
Okay.
But when he did his shirtless scene and he had all them bumps all over him, it looked like he had like a bad case of bed bugs.
Baby, we'll ride all over them speed bumps, okay?
You have your little braille man.
I got a Jeep with big tires. I ride all over bumps, honey.
All right, well, moving on. Will Smith might be up for a crazy challenge, y'all.
Really?
Oh, Lord.
These dudes from YouTube challenged me to heli bungee jumping. Nah, that's stupid. They got a site called Yes Theory. They say yes to things in life. And then I thought about it, you know, and I'm like, I ain't no punk. You can't just challenge me publicly that I don't do nothing. I'm a grown-ass man. But heli bungee jumping, I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta say yes to no.
Well, me personally, I would be very afraid.
I would think my booty would cause the helicopter to start going into a spiral when I hit the weight of it all. You know what I'm saying? Like,
And then would you just dangle?
Yeah,
hell no.
Portia.
Yes, honey.
Girl, judging by your scarf, honey, I can tell that you could use, honey, and really use some dish gear today.
Excuse me?
Yes, honey. Let me tell you something, girl. You might want to wear, honey, this hat for your bad weave day.
Oh,
honey, just go to dishnation.com/dishgear and get your very own. Well, honey, after the break, baby, Kim Kardashian shows us, honey, the best way to eat...
Noodles.
Eat noodles, that tramp.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. In a new edition of Celebrities Are Just Like Us, Kim Kardashian posted this picture of her eating noodles naked. Yeah, don't we all do that, Tori?
I don't, but
naked
I'm not
noodles.
Mad at her.
What do you eat naked?
Strawberries.
Strawberries,
whipped cream.
But you can make any food sexy, and Kim has proven this right here. She wrote in the caption, noodles with a nude instead of N-O-O-D. It's N-U-D.
Yeah.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah.
What do you think of this photo?
You know what? it's Kim. I mean, we all know what Kim does, you know, so why are we even shocked by this? And I think the fact that she just made a joke out of it like this noodle, I mean, to me, it's just like, whatever. She's not taking life serious. She's married to Kanye. If he likes it, I love it. So.
And they say that she had a photographer with her, and the photographer set this up. I think this is her eating noodles. I think this is how she actually sits around, and this is something, you know, like Khloe grabbed her camera and said, watch, and we'll get an impromptu picture. But yeah, I think she is looking good, but I think we're going to need a bigger bowl. Almost. You almost need a bigger bowl here.
I actually would prefer if she just went ahead and did the smaller bowl, because that's what she's going for.
Yeah, put the bowl down. Just gonna
do what you really want to do, Kim.
All right, Tori, let's talk about you. You're currently on tour, doing your comedy tour. Last night, you hit the Comedy Store in L.A.
I did. It went great, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was really cool. So, I'm on tour with the Bald and Bougie Tour, me and comedian Malik S. And so last night I did have a set at the Comedy Store, which, you know, the Comedy Store, that's an eerie club. A lot goes on in there. There's a lot going on in there. So I had a good time there, though.
Yeah, so in some of your material, last night you probably brought it up, you bring up your divorce with Kevin Hart, and you joke about having a countdown clock.
Yes.
Until you stop receiving support.
Oh, yeah. I talk about, you know, the child support. I talk about how I ended up with two bosses. You know, I started with one boss, but now since he's married, I got two bosses. I'm like, how the heck? I don't even have a real job, and I got two bosses? Like, okay. So, yeah, I am on the countdown every day. There's a calendar, and I'm like, okay, I got to hurry up and make this happen because I got 320 days, 6 hours, 2 minutes, 1 o'clock.
Until it dries up.
Yeah.
Now, you include a lot of your personal stories and family in your comedy.
I do, yeah, of course.
Now, do you ever ask any of them if it's cool or if it happens, it's live and available?
You know what's so funny? I used to be the butt of all of his jokes, and I don't care, you know? And life is, you laugh at life, laugh at things, just have fun. So, you know, I would never bash anyone, but if I make a joke, it's like, come on, you can take it. I was the butt of your jokes. Just take it. It's okay.
Right.
Yeah, it's just a joke.
Well, since nothing's off limits and everyone who comes into your life could be possible material, now that I'm in your life, do you think you got a joke about me?
I mean, sure, I got to hang out with you a little bit, so you got to court me, Frank, and we'll see. I'll put you in some material.
Oh, you'll have plenty of jokes if I start courting you, definitely. Well, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure having you on the show. And when we come back here on Dish Nation, we're going to tell you about the time that Robin Williams jumped in bed with Sharon Osbourne.
Welcome back, people!
With a brand new podcast, and on the premiere episode, they talked about the highs and lows of filming their groundbreaking reality TV show back in the early 2000s. Kelly said that one of her lows was having to watch Sharon go through a cancer treatment because it took such a big toll on her mother. Sharon had gotten to the point where she was sick, exhausted, and in pain, and they couldn't get her out of bed to complete chemo, but then something beautiful happened. Robin Williams came to the rescue.
Dad said, laughter is the best medicine, and organized for Robin to come over and make Mom laugh. And he just dropped everything, came over to the house, got in bed with Mom. And I just remember sitting at the bottom of the stairs, and we went from crying, not knowing what to do, just to peeing ourselves laughing because we could hear Mom upstairs in her room laughing with Robin. And the next day, it changed everything, and Mom went back to chemo.
He was a good guy.
Mr. Patch Adams himself.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
That's awesome. I guess he didn't really mind somebody else being, you know, making Sharon laugh, honey, because since he cheated on her and stuff, so.
Don't, Gary. This is a beautiful moment. Yeah. Laughter's the best medicine, Gary. Let's end it.
Oh, we got to make Gary laugh now.
I know.
Nice shirt.
Oh, thank you. We shot at the same store.
You tried it, honey.
You tried it.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Gray.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.